The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Liverpool's Royal Birkdale Golf Club hosts the 154th Open Championship this week.
With a score of 283, the winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Padraig Harrington.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague with Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Sprague. Open Championship Week on The Fan is brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club. There's no better course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com. Dirt and Sprague on The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start.
I have concluded, after careful research, Jalen Tolbert and Tutu Atwell,
that is
the
confirmed
worst duo in the National Football League.
Final answer, worst duo.
I think Tutu Atwell is a good receiver. As like your third or fourth option.
I don't really think about Tutu Atwell very often.
I do. I think about it every day.
Tutu Atwell's on your thoughts,
I love
huh?
the name Tutu Atwell.
Is that like the Roman Empire
His
thing?
His best often years were with the Roman Rams Empire? When he was the third receiver, right? With the Rams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bailing out Matt Stafford on a random third and 16?
Tutu Atwell is an all-time name.
It's a great name.
It's an all-time name. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the Open Championship underway.
That's a name I hear when I'm 67 on my porch
Tutu.
And someone goes, Tutu Atwell, and I go, Tutu Atwell. I remember Tutu Atwell.
Without any T.
Kind of went a little older than
you did
67
in the 60s,
there.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm like 82.
Let me
tell you about Tutu Atwell. You'll never forget. He wore the number 5, Tutu Atwell.
By the way, not for this segment, because we double-dipped the Magic Hat, because it's double-dip worthy. I have a late submission for the second Magic Hat segment that just came up in a commercial break conversation that needs to get talked about. So I will hold this. We'll get it in the hat in the second half, but let's get to the Magic Hat. Let's get to the Magic Hat. It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Now something. You see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
It is magic hat time. Happy Thursday, final hour, everybody. It's been a fun show so far. If you slept in today, you missed a nice little thunderstorm.
We got a show this morning on the way
cool,
in,
man.
Lightning
pretty cool.
Was everywhere. I was like, is it hitting downtown Portland right
Fantastic.
Now?
Fantastic.
You know what I was saying on the way in?
What?
Ooh, I like it.
Out of context, the Laurel Rutledge, Marcus Spears thing. It's a little
Ooh,
dirty.
I like it. What do we got in the Magic Hat today, Swag?
Let's see what we've got here.
Dive on in.
The Magic Hat diving in. First
Hopefully
up,
I can remember all mine.
Time to investigate.
Okay, this is a great place to start. I'm glad this one got pulled first.
I'm also glad you pulled this because we were on the same cycle.
We need to put our investigator hats on. Okay,
oh.
I need your Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass.
We need to go Scooby Doo.
We need to go Scooby Doo.
I don't think we do. We don't need to pull a mask.
Did
off.
He or did he not? Is the question.
Yeah.
From the Senate floor.
This is all you need to know. Just think: did he or did he not? I'm going to play it. Explain it afterwards. Let me know what you hear.
The American people need to know, of course, how and why this chaos is spreading through their streets, and we need complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration can say about his disastrous war with Iran is that Vietnam was worse.
Did he?
You love.
Or did he not?
You just love a fart.
He's so good,
you're forever dude. Gonna love a fart.
I love the idea of somebody in a very public setting like that on the floor of the United States Senate. That is Chuck Schumer,
Chuck
if
Schumer.
You don't know, who we should have term limits. Get him the hell out of there. who is clearly uncomfortable. Maybe he's eating Taco Bell and he's got a bit of that bacteria boiling over in his stomach. Because if you're letting one fly in that moment, that tells me you got some bubble guts going on.
Yeah, because so you're totally focused. You have the floor. You are focused.
This is
your time. He is making a point. He is scolding whoever.
I'm going at the administration. Yes. Let me make my point. But simultaneously, in the back of his mind, what's happening?
I think he's totally oblivious.
You think he's oblivious to the fart?
Well, one,
I thought he tried to muffle
it. A lot of senators, he's 704 years old.
That is very true.
So
that is very. That's a fair
he's
point.
He's focused. He's got his speech written out there,
dude. Okay.
I have.
Can I play it one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
One more time.
Yeah.
Listen, and about 10 seconds in, as we move on to Iran,
the American people need to know, of course, how and why this chaos is spreading through their streets, and we need a complete investigation that's independent.
Just dropped us in the Senate, man.
Now, on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration can say about
sound,
his disastrous
I mean, old farts sound weird, do
is
they
that
not?
Vietnam was worse.
Okay, here's
his butt's been through a lot.
First of all, the timing of, now on to the Iran war.
There's a pause. It's a perfect pause, because if he's talking over it, you might not hear
it
as clearly.
Yeah, it'll be muffled. You're like, wait, what was that?
Did I hear a...
Did something happen with the microphone?
Yeah. My grandmother, I don't know how old she was. I guess I'd have to ask my aunt, but like, she died, I would guess, roughly in her mid to late 70s.
Okay.
I'd say the last 6 years of her life when I went, she would get up from her Barker lounger.
Right. They're just gassy all the time.
You want anything? And have no acknowledgement that she farted because I'm not
I don't think she knew, yeah.
She
to Swag's point, maybe it's an oblivious
he's
fart.
He's 75. Well could,
he's old as
He is definitely at an age where you fart and you don't know it's coming out.
It's one of the best stages of grandma's, to be honest, because mine did the same. My grandma on my dad's side by the end had like a, she had like a lean going on. The body just started to slowly curve over. And we would use, whenever we would go, we would always go up and visit family in Anacortes. Not a fent lean, I promise. Just more of like a, I don't know if it was scoliosis or what, but we're just slowly like the leaning tower
hunch.
Piece.
Are you talking about the hunch or
it's
the
a
lean?
It's a hunch and a lean a little bit. You know, like we're just not up and down anymore.
Yeah.
And we would always go for, we'd like go up, visit family, we eat dinner, and we'd go for walks, and we'd walk behind her just for the sheer point of she would fart 8,000 times on like a quarter mile walk, and it was hilarious.
Not great.
So no clue whatsoever.
You were opting into being crop dusted by your grandmother?
I was, just for the fun of I'm glad I did. Those are bonding memories that I will never forget, Granny.
Interesting.
Let's get political.
Well, speaking of politics and Chuck Schumer farting on the Senate floor, scolding Trump about the Iran war, I would like to play a fun game. Can you guess who is the Democrat and who is the Republican?
Oh.
So I'm going to play as a Senate race in a certain state happening. I'll play two clips from the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate. Okay? Here we go.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
I am going to be working on our behalf. I am going to be telling the stories on our behalf. And you better believe I'm going to be doing it with a little bit of joy, a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of energy, and a little bit of stick it to them. Because that's the Michigan way.
Do we know?
I have a lot of follow-up questions
Who was
here.
The Republican and who was the Democrat in the Michigan Senate race?
I'm going to go Republican first, Democrat second.
Okay.
Oh, I would go the opposite way.
Okay, why would you go opposite of him? There's a dead giveaway in this.
Was the first one Pee Wee Herman?
No, I thought it was Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues is a good point.
Now, there's a dead giveaway about that I'm surprised you guessed the way you did, Dirk.
Oh, okay.
He's advocating for mail-in ballot. What side is not
advocating?
I love
the mail. I didn't know if he was just talking about mail.
He also dressed exactly into the costume and photoshopped his Senate campaign.
What costume?
The Blue's Clues.
He dressed into a Blue's Clues costume?
A Blue's Clues costume.
I forget what the guy's name is.
Steve.
He did the dance and everything.
Yeah.
And Haley
That's
Stevens.
The guy running for attorney general? Is that what he's running for? What's he running
for? No, U.S. Senate.
Senate, okay.
And Haley Stevens is the Republican, and as you can tell, she sounds like the fakest human of all time.
I am going to be working on our behalf. I am going to be telling the stories.
Sounds like the mom from
behalf.
Field of Dreams, does it
and
not?
You better believe
you're gonna ban
I'm
our
be doing it with a little bit of joy, a little bit of enthusiasm,
Herman Mann.
A little
I mean,
bit of
Michigan
energy,
twang to my
and
thing.
A little bit of stick it to them.
Stick
because
it to
that's
them.
The Michigan way.
A little bit of stick it to them would be a pretty
Ooper?
Good drop.
Is she what?
An Ooper, Upper Peninsula.
Oh, I don't know, dude. I didn't know who she was till I saw this video. They've got to be in that state. Like,
this is what we got.
These are options.
Why does that happen so many times in America?
It happens every.
These are our candidates.
Single time.
This is what we're working with here.
And then we're left hating each other that we didn't vote for the other's person. It's like, did you see your person? Like, yeah, did you see your person?
Your person sucked. Well, your person sucked.
Yeah. That's awful.
Everybody sucks.
Swag got it right, by the way.
Okay, Swag nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth. Who is, this one's mine.
I love a good Baby Ruth. It's a great candy bar.
Who is the athlete that somebody associated with sports tells you that they have never heard of and do not know that makes you judge them the most?
Say that one more time.
Who is the athlete?
Yeah.
So somebody, you have a friend who's associate, like I watch sports. I follow.
Yep.
And then you throw a name at them and they don't know who that person is.
Uh-huh.
That makes you question everything.
I mean, it's got to be.
Who's number one on the big board?
Probably LeBron.
LeBron's a good one.
LeBron. Curry.
How do you say it? LeBron? What? Who's that? Who does he play for?
LeBron. Curry.
Gives you one of those?
Tom Brady.
Okay. So, we're running through some decent names.
Pretty big, sizable names.
That go outside even the sports bubble. Like, right, even non-sports fans know who LeBron James and Tom Brady are. You can't avoid
Woods.
It. Tiger Woods, right?
Shohei's a good one. There's a lexicon of names here that when they get outside of the sports world, it's impossible to avoid.
How about this one last night? Did we watch any of the ESPYs?
No, we did not.
Okay, neither did I.
I missed the ESPYs.
I was
I'm
out
sad
and about last night. So.
I haven't seen any videos of the host. We found out his name yesterday from SNL. I think he's a funny guy, but nobody reposted clips that I saw, so maybe his monologue wasn't amazing.
I saw one joke he made about Gillis, which was kind of funny. Like, he's at home watching on his couch while a Hispanic guy does his job, so I thought that was kind of funny.
It's actually a good joke.
The sports ones that I saw weren't that. I don't know. That's a tough room to play, man, because you want to be the Norm McDonald. Like, you want
to
go
Somebody
at him.
Somebody needs to go hard again. We need to get in the paint and make these people feel uncomfortable.
We kind of did that last year, and then everybody debated, was that too hard? Because Shane Gillis did it last year, and it was like, well, he was too mean. And,
yeah, you know. I think we can go meaner than Shane Gillis went.
Well, this happened. I don't know what the award was, so I apologize for that. But you had...
I believe it was Outstanding Male Athlete.
Okay, that's what I assumed.
Year.
I just wasn't sure. It was Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. Jake Paul.
Oh.
And who was the third one up? There was a third guy up there, but it didn't say anything.
The guy's in on the money grab that fooled us all on Netflix.
Remember when Mike Tyson showed us his butt cheeks?
That should have been illegal, by the way. That was an absolute money grab.
The butt cheeks or the fight?
The fight.
The fight. Agree.
Yeah.
And they present the award to Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And catch if you can hear what Mike Tyson, the tone of his voice, and then the hot mic moment afterwards.
And the ESPY award goes to, check this out, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei could not be here tonight. He sends his gratitude and appreciation to ESPN and everyone who voted for him.
Oh, you couldn't. I think it cuts off there at the end. Mike Tyson then on the hot mic is caught saying, "He's a guy."
Oh, he didn't know who Shohei Ohtani was.
Mike Tyson does not know who Shohei Ohtani is.
I actually can believe that.
I mean, I can too.
I don't see Tyson watching a lot of baseball.
See, your friend saying they're a fan and not knowing a name is like, what is your problem?
How
an
do you
athlete? Dude, I've been saying this about high school players, college. These people are not plugged in the way you think they are.
Just the idea of never hearing the name. You don't have to know his batting average, who he played.
If you don't watch ESPN.
Never hearing the name.
And you don't watch baseball.
Walk down a magazine aisle, see him in a New Balance commercial.
You have Mike Tyson walking down the aisle of Fred Meyer.
I'm saying there's a lot of ways to know who Shohei Ohtani is. Is there a more popular player in baseball than Shohei Ohtani?
Mike Tyson is sitting on a couch smoking weed with women.
Tyson's
cocaine.
A different.
Cocaine.
He's
different
not
category.
Operating
just,
in your
the
world.
The idea of not knowing who that is bonkers to me. You don't need to know. Never hearing the name is different than knowing every detail. He's never heard of Shohei Ohtani, and that blew my mind.
So if I did a poll question on this, you'd say it's shocking he doesn't know it?
That he just has never heard the name. Yeah, and he didn't even know he was a guy. He was presenting the award for the best male athlete.
First of all, I think Jalen Brunson won best male athlete, to be fair. I saw that. But whatever the category was, I don't think he cares or follows a second of any
baseball. I'm not saying you need to.
But if you don't watch sports,
my point is simply
how are you
being,
supposed to know that name?
If you don't care about the sport, you know who Patrick Mahomes is. Does he know who Patrick Mahomes is?
Yeah, because football's more in the lexicon of society.
Because I think he watches football. I don't think he watches
football. We're now knowing what sports Mike Tyson watches.
Football is different, though,
does
right?
Does he know who LeBron James is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Right?
Mike Tyson was an actual boxer.
Yeah, I saw this last night. I'm like, how is it possible that you've never even heard the name?
It's funny, but it's not, like, mind-blowing.
I'm not saying it's similar or akin to a friend of yours saying they're into sport. I was just asking, what's a name? And one of the names that you uttered in the biggest of the sport was who? Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
He is one of the most popular athletes on the planet
right
now.
He's his own economy.
He is his own economy. He's a billion-dollar economy. Yeah. He's already paid off his entire billion-dollar contract with the Dodgers, and he's never heard the name before.
I just asked my 14-year-old daughter, who is Shohei Ohtani?
Okay. Wait for a response.
Okay.
In the meantime.
Yeah.
Life is football. Did you see? Yeah, you guys saw this over the weekend. Danny Rojas.
Do you mean football is life?
I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Life is now football.
Just making.
I know it's football is life is his saying in Ted Lasso.
Football is life.
But now it is football is life.
Yes.
Because he has been on the roster of USL team, the El Paso Locomotive.
Yes, he has.
He actually got into a game over the weekend.
Like, what is this akin to? Like, what level of soccer is this?
Wood Bat League for the MLS?
Is this like the Portland Pickles?
No, it's more than that.
Is this the Hillsboro Hops?
Yeah, Hops. We're in their double A.
Okay. I thought the MLS was double A.
Well, it's a double A in comparison.
It's the double A to the MLS
yes.
kind of thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I just curious.
But his name is Cristo Fernandez.
Yep.
And he's, what is he, 37, 38 years old now?
I think he's 36, yeah.
And so he got into the USL Cup match against New Mexico United over the weekend wearing number 91. Did not score. He did pick up a yellow card.
Do we know what he did? I saw the report he got a yellow card, but I didn't know what he did. Was it just a hard tackle?
A guy came over to try to give him dab because he checked in and became a big deal.
And he basically came over to like, hey man, welcome in. And as soon as he went over and dabbed him up,
he like smacked his hand away.
So he went like he did from the national team with Zorro.
Yeah, like
where it was Mexico versus Canada and he booted the ball at his face.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, sorry, spoiler alert.
I don't think that guy acts, by the way.
No, it just seems like that's who he is.
Because, like, I've seen interviews with him in relation to the show, because I love the show.
So he grew up, he came up in the youth ranks in a former Liga MX side, Tecos.
Yeah.
And then he had a whole bunch of injuries that derailed his career.
Yeah.
And so then stumbled into
They needed soccer players. They needed actual soccer players for Lasso that they thought might be able to act.
His introduction as a character is such a good moment in that show.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, you would like to see then play for a real team.
Not a stunt
like Will Ferrell did.
Well, like Master P was a real athlete.
Yeah.
He played for the summer league team of the Raptors. Kevin Costner was always somebody that, like, I think legitimately is probably a pretty good athlete.
Didn't he play baseball in college?
Costner, he might have.
I think you have that right.
That's honestly the hard part.
He played at Fullerton, but I'm not 100%.
That's one of the hardest parts about sports movies for me is the idea of how unrealistic some of the movies make sports look.
I mean, Kurt Russell was a maverick.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, he was.
So, like, there's somebody that you could point to.
If Kevin Costner played college baseball, he does seem to have a good throwing motion.
Yeah.
Like, the legitimacy of football movies is, or not, well, football and other sports in general, keeps me from enjoying or not enjoying the movie. It's one of the reasons Friday Night Lights is such a good movie. Because the football feels authentic.
Well, it's part of the reason why Miracle was so good, because they took hockey players.
Actual hockey players.
Other than the goalie, the guy that played Jim Craig, who was an actor. But everybody else, they found hockey players first.
I mean, it's one
who
of those,
could then pull off acting?
He did not play. He played in high school. He was a very serious high school player, okay, but did not end up playing in college. It's one of the biggest selling points of Rudy for me. When you go back, like, the football feels like actual football, and it makes the movie feel more realistic. Remember, the Titans was fine, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Ryan Gosling backpedaling. You're like, nobody's buying this, dude.
That's why he got benched.
You're a white corner. Come on. Those don't exist anymore. Yes! More Magic Hat, including a late submission. Next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
Thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Yeah, one segment of Magic Hat, never enough. We need two. There's more stuff in the hat, including a late submission today. Maybe or maybe not about a coworker. Time will tell.
Yep.
What else is in the hat today?
The ass man.
Who's the ass man?
Don't worry. I'll let the news do it for you, or for me. Get this report out of the state of Florida.
She gets a new license plate every decade, but when this retiree got her new one, she couldn't believe her eyes. The letters and numbers spelling out something that's, well, kind of racy.
That's one racy license plate. 76-year-old Nancy Dellostrito says when she received her newly issued Florida license plate in the mail, she was shocked when she read the tag.
I was upset. I was upset and felt it, violated.
The plate reads SQZA55, but from a distance, it sure looks a lot like squeeze. Well, you know the rest.
I'm 76, and I'm supposed to be driving around town with this.
It may remind you of the license plate in this episode of Seinfeld.
I'm not the ass man. I think there's been a mistake.
Her new plate has become the talk of the retirement community where she lives in Pompano Beach.
This is what I received from the DMV. For my new license plate. That's good for 10 years.
Good.
The
anchors on CNN sure got a kick out of it, spelling it out on the air.
If you look at that, I'm just going to say it out loud, just spell it out for the rest of you, squeeze ass. That's what it seems to say.
They are investigating because this isn't, my plate is not the only one that's leaving a suggestive message.
So will she keep it?
I kind of think you should just roll with it. I think it's kind of cool.
I think you have a point.
But if Nancy changes her mind in Florida, you can change your plate anytime by contacting the DMV.
I tell you, I wouldn't sign up for a license plate that says squeeze ass, but if I got it, you're rolling with it.
Dude, you have to roll with that.
What are you supposed to do there?
You're at the end of your run. Laugh. Have some joy.
This woman
this
being
is hilarious.
So uptight about it saying squeeze ass.
Did she
at
say I feel violated? Violated? Have you ever been violated?
Have you ever squeezed an ass?
Squeezing ass is fun. I love squeezing ass.
Just a great mistake.
All right.
You guys like squeezing?
Huge.
Big fan.
Big.
Big fan.
I fall asleep doing it.
You cup it? You cup guy? You get a pinch? Are you a pincher? You get your little crab pinchers?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
All of the above?
All of the above.
How many times do you do the kind of, do you ever do the shake one?
The jiggle?
The jiggle? I love the jiggle.
Come on.
The jiggle's a good one.
How much is enough?
This right here is enough.
Let's go back to the news, shall we? We were both born, Sprague and I, in the late 80s. Oh, you were what, 86, 87? What was
86.
Your birth year? 86. Yeah. Okay, I'm 89. Well, right in between us was the year 1988, and if you would have been born in Grafton, North Dakota, you would have been asking yourself some pretty hard questions right about now. You might be thinking to yourself, well, where's Dirt going with this? This is a little weird. How about this news story from Colorado, and are they suing for enough?
I know I definitely wouldn't be here in Colorado today if I would have went home with the right parents. I'd be working the farm with my older brother that I never knew I had.
When you feel like you don't fit in, being switched at birth is probably not your first thought.
I never would have guessed.
But Jeremy Morrison says he has always felt different from his family.
But I didn't have anyone that looked like me in my family. I was that blonde-haired kid that stood out in a family full of brown-haired people.
And 2 years ago, at 36 years old, he finally found out why he felt that way, when...
We got the DNA test back.
Morrison says that test showed his parents were not actually his parents.
I know I definitely wouldn't be here in Colorado today if I would have went home with the right parents. I'd be working the farm with my older brother that I never knew I had.
Morrison says the man he was switched at birth with, Kyle Bolin, was born just hours apart from him on January 26, 1988, at the same hospital in Grafton, North Dakota.
I believe we were the only babies born that day.
Morrison and Bolin, along with their parents, are suing Unity Medical Center, saying the hospital switched the two men as babies. Records show the hospital denies the allegation, and the establishment tells me these births happened decades ago, and none of the same people work there anymore. Adding, quote, while we deeply sympathize with the men in their families, we have found no evidence to support claims that Unity Medical Center or its staff were responsible for what occurred.
Me and Kyle didn't grow up in the same areas. Like, we couldn't have gotten switched at daycare or anything like that. That's both me and my dad's.
Morrison says he is spreading awareness so people know this can happen.
If you feel like you look different than everyone else, there might be a reason for it.
So they are filing a lawsuit.
Like, it's a medical condition.
Yeah, this might affect
you. What are
you
fighting for? The lives of kids who've been switched at the hospital.
Look, this is never okay, acceptable. It's a horrific story. As a parent, you think about it, you're like, oh my God. They're claiming they were the only two kids born at the hospital that day in North Dakota. There's two!
Yeah. Well, they did a DNA test, too, proving that he is right. So how does the hospital
Well, nobody
openly...
works here anymore. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I am burying you 10 feet underground with my lawsuit. It's going to be worth so much money if you do this to me.
You know what?
You imagine being 36 years old, taking a DNA test. It's one thing to find, hey, I had a sibling I didn't know about, or, oh, there's a long-lost cousin, or what? Like, yeah, dude, you were raised in the wrong family.
Well, can I counter?
I'm suing for $50 million. And that's the lowest I will take.
He kind of laid out something there, and I couldn't help sticking on the point. I can't begin to do or pretend what this does to you mentally.
Yes. You'd question everything you've ever known in life.
Also, you grew up in Colorado and not doing farm work in Dakota.
Well, what kind of farm are we talking here? What if it's a super rich farm? I don't know what kind of farming they do in North Dakota.
You were scooping cow crap if you went home properly. Sounds like you're in Breckenridge in Colorado. I could be wrong on that.
I don't think he's Breckenridge.
Based on what, Andy?
His physical appearance does not seem to scream Breckenridge.
What, are rich people not fat?
It's not about being fat.
What is it?
He's got a thin line goatee and he's wearing a camo hat.
I mean...
That's not Breckenridge. I'm pretty sure...
Probably riding in a side-by-side, a
20 grand
side-by-side.
They grab you from your pants and throw you out of Breckenridge if you show up in Breckenridge dressed like that.
Okay, Aurora.
He might get arrested.
All right, he's Aurora, okay? What do you want from me?
He's also got a hockey shirt on. What? Guess what? They're great. College hockey, huh? Up in North Dakota.
What does the set of parents who got the better of the two kids do?
Yeah. Do you keep a relationship with the other parents?
What if you find out your real kid actually sucks and
you want the other kid back?
And the other kid is actually amazing.
Dude, how is this even possible? I remember my wife talking about this before Teddy came along, of like, if anything happens, I want you around the baby at all times. Like, if he's got to go to the ICU, like, keep your eye on him. I'm like, what? And then you hear stories like this.
Oh, she
and
was
you're
freaking
like,
out about this.
This was a thought she had. Yeah. Wow. Make sure somebody's there. Eyes on the prize at all times. Don't lose him.
Yeah, they got that little thing they put around their ankles.
Don't
now,
they put the room
little,
number?
Low jack.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the ICU works. I didn't go to the ICU, but don't they all go to the ICU? Like, isn't the ICU one big thing where you can't go in?
I don't remember how I could go into
ICU. No, not the ICU. You're talking nursery.
I'm saying if he had to have gone to the ICU, they take your kid from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't get to take care of your kid if they're in the ICU.
In the NICU.
Right. In the NICU, you don't.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right, we got time for one more. Do you want it?
Oh, yeah, this one's quick and easy. I saw this story earlier this week in Major League Baseball, and I'm just like, do we want this? So, Major League Baseball, this story is bubbling over. The Olympics are coming to L.A. in 2028.
Yep.
We have an American Olympics on the horizon.
Yes.
Major League Baseball has support from the owners to allow big league players to participate in the Olympics for the first time. There's a massive disagreement right now with the MLB Players Association. That's now jeopardizing their involvement. The owners are really behind this, and I just am wondering aloud, do we want this? Do we want Major League Baseball? Like, would you care about Olympic baseball and taking, by the way, a break in the season to go play Olympic baseball in the summer?
How much does it interrupt? I mean, are they...
How long's a break for hockey? How long do they take? About 3 weeks?
Has to be a month, right?
Three weeks to a month?
Yeah.
You have to cut your season. Everybody goes home. The international guys go play international.
Right. The unfortunate nature is we might find out baseball season's a lot better when you play a month's worth of less games.
Yeah, that's absolutely a valid point.
Are they still going to try to play 162 and we're going to play from early March?
We're going to play into like...
You think the owners are willing to take a gate reduction?
I don't know.
We're going into a lockout year, and they're willing to say
it's at least a 2 week break, if not a 3 week break.
I can tell you, I don't care. But then, like when the Olympics is here, I want us to win the gold.
So here's my follow up question. We can close with this because I wanted to get back into a little bit of the World Cup.
Yeah.
Do people care about soccer in the Olympics? Best players in the world play?
I think
for
the
women, yes. For men, no, because it's under 23. They switched it up.
I think the World Cup provides enough for the men's
international competition.
Sport. Yeah,
we have. I mean, I'm not comparing them by any stretch of the imagination.
The World Baseball Classic.
We have an international comp. We're all not all, but a lot of the best players will go play.
Are you going to watch baseball in the Olympics with no Major League Baseball players?
I never have.
Like, if they're all Hillsboro
Hops.
My
point being, I don't know if it would be enough to get me to watch if it were big league players.
What if they're going against another country with a lot of big league players?
Yeah, if they're playing the Dominican
or Puerto Rico.
I already have that in the World Baseball Classic. I already have that.
But this is the Olympics. I mean, come on.
I mean, I know
that
it's
different. The Olympics is a galaxy better than the World Baseball Classic.
Is it better than the World Cup?
I think it's equivalent.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
But you have to get time to get there. My point is, we already have best on best international. And it happens every couple of years. It's before the season starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talk about it. We watch it. We enjoy it. I don't need two of those.
I know, but the... Yeah.
And I'd rather just have a baseball season go. I'm not comparing the two. I'm not saying they're the same.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I already have that competition. It already exists. Why do I need two of them?
I just want to know how big of a disruption would it be to the season and how much would they alter the regular major league season to
my
make
point
it happen.
Being, I bet you let me use
start
a different
earlier than they would go later.
So
right?
now we're gonna start in
2 weeks
mid
earlier?
To early March, and then the World Series is gonna be played in the middle of November.
Ridiculous. It's hard to do. Baseball season goes on forever. I just like if you had the best men's soccer players in the Olympics in the summer, would you care as much as the World Cup?
I don't care as much about
they're 4 years apart, so you
baseball.
Stagger them every 2 years. So, yeah, I think that would work.
Yeah, I just, to me, and I'm not saying the World Baseball Classic's World Cup. That's not the argument. It's just that we have an example of best-on-best international play, and that fills my hole. I don't need more than that. That's enough. So I'm just, I'll be curious where this goes.
But I gave it to you in the Olympics, you'd still watch.
I mean, it'd be on because it's the middle of the summer, and Major League Baseball would be off, but I'm not jonesing for this is my point.
I can think people can not jones for it, but still want it.
Okay. So we want a month break of the baseball season?
It'd
be
very
Great
odd.
Britain play Canada. It'd
be funny if, like, Cleveland,
in Qatar.
Cleveland and the Cubs were in the World Series, were playing in late November. Who wants a dome on it now?
Yeah, that's not going to end very well.
That
a lot
ball
of rainouts
when you hit it.
So they're thinking about Olympics and baseball. I think it's a bad idea, but time will tell if they end up doing it. Let's wrap it up next on The Fam.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Last one for us today. A guy I've never heard of before is leading the Open Championship right now.
Yeah, but he's an American, so suck
it,
England.
That is true. He just eagled the 17th hole, although he hit a wayward tee shot on 18. Jackson Suber.
Oh, yeah. Jackson Suber, famously from the local club at the state.
The Suber fam.
Yep.
That's what they call him.
Yep.
Jackson Suber is your leader.
He was not mixed up at birth.
A number of guys at 4 under par and a chunk of guys at 3 under par. So we'll see how the rest of the day goes. Rory is on the 9th hole. That's one of the kind of last feature groups of the day. And so we got a couple more hours of golf content on your television going throughout the afternoon. I did not get to there the late addition to the Magic Hat, and I'd like to throw it here in the final segment.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go ahead and discuss this. Let's get the judges. Everybody get your gavel out. How do we feel about the behaviors of one coworker? So we know Joe Fisher has a bit of a reputation as a guy who will jump into the refrigerator and touch other people's things.
He does not have the greatest reputation of the local office refrigerator shenanigans.
I do not know anybody else in the office who has been accused of stealing yogurt from somebody else. Joe Fisher has been accused, and I believe found guilty, of yogurt theft.
Well, I don't go in the fridge almost ever.
Neither do I.
And yesterday I opened it in hopes that a certain company who came in for a meeting, they brought in food.
There might have been some leftovers.
Yeah, not like, a bad call.
I took a peek, too, the other
Joke's
morning.
Joke's on me. I knew they wouldn't have leftovers.
Oh, we eat all that food.
A lot of fat asses in this office who will eat nine different versions of that and not save any of it.
Yeah.
But I peeked. But I mean, I would say, of the days I am here in a calendar year, I probably open that refrigerator less than 8 times.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Very rarely do I ever go in there.
If I bring a fridge cig, a Diet Coke for a post-game celebration, or randomly like a post-game thing, sure.
Once in a blue moon.
I don't ever largely dabble in the fridge.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because he has been known to steal a yogurt. Joe Fisher has. Sources have confirmed to us that the other day, we have a great relationship with the Portland Fire. Their play-by-play guy was here the other day. We got to meet him for the first time. Had not done that. The radio voice play-by-play guy.
Do you feel like I made it awkward, or people like I felt like Dusty made me feel awkward.
You make a lot of things awkward. You have a good ability of doing that.
I thought I asked valid question about how the production of certain things work.
Sure.
And I got a look from Brandman that was like,
shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Why don't you
shut
it?
But I thought we were in a trust tree here.
I don't think we weren't fully trust tree. We were on a trust branch, and you exceeded the weight of the branch, is what I would say.
I mean, I just literally had met him, and I was like, how come this, this, and this?
And that was not a good question at the time. Evidently.
Well, the swag Dusty in his face all kind of made me like, was that a really bad question?
Should I be saying that right now? Well, the reason I bring him up was because sources have indicated to us he was in the office the other day, got a chance to meet him, nice guy, and he brought food with him that day, put a little sack lunch in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One Joe Fisher, according to sources, opened the fridge, identified a brown bag that looked like it had some sort of moisture on the bottom of the bag.
I saw this brown bag, actually.
Okay, you witnessed the brown bag?
I opened it to see if that was the food I was talking about, and I saw, oh, no, it's a lunch.
Okay, evidently, according to sources, peeked into the bag, saw a little bit of teriyaki sauce, I don't know what else was in the bag, and he decided upon himself to become the fridge police and throw the lunch away. Said play-by-play man then goes to the fridge a little bit later on, like, hey, I'm ready to go eat my lunch, and discovers that lunch has been thrown in the trash can.
Not trying to be a chotch.
No. That's a bit of chotch behavior, is it not?
Yes, that
Who
is.
Who has died and anointed you the fridge police?
Also, it's the middle of the week, and the only allowable time to go fridge police is Friday afternoon before the weekend to make sure nothing dies in there over the weekend.
Here we go, man.
If you're a fridge regular, which I would assume most of our, you know, sales people, they bring their lunch, they bring their pop, they bring whatever, right?
Of the day.
Yeah, you're using the fridge. You're a fridge regular.
Right.
When you're opening the fridge, you're taking a gander at what's in that fridge. And if I'm in the fridge on a regular basis, I would realize that sack lunch is, if that sack lunch had been there for 2 weeks, by all means, anoint yourself the fridge police and throw it away. But if that's the first time you've seen it, you can't throw food out of the fridge.
Well, okay, so when you open a fridge, so when I didn't even look in the, I kind of just peeked to see if it was the company
logo. I'm glad that you saw the bag. I'm glad that you saw the bag there.
When I realized it wasn't what I thought it was, I instantly let go.
Like, oh, not mine.
But 99.9% of the times I open the fridge, I look for what leftovers might be there that were the community versus, like, I don't dabble in anything else.
I'm just checking to see, is there anything that applies to me in here? And if the answer is no, it's a quick close.
If I have a Diet Coke in there, I grab the Diet Coke, I close the fridge. I don't go, this thing is leaking juices.
When our friends show up randomly and the pizzas start getting cooked, is there any leftover? Knowing.
And we know the answer is always no, because we all eat it
but
all.
But you peek.
But still,
but
you take
peek.
A look.
You never know. Peek-a-boo. Maybe they brought an extra pie one time.
you do a little peekaboo, and there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I'm largely with you of just like,
this is egregious behavior by Joe Fisher.
Who made Joe Fisher the fridge police and the captain whose responsibility it is to throw out food that might or might not be leaking?
I think the punishment should be
peekaboo.
Dare I say, can I be the executioner here?
No, you can't. I think you haven't been anointed that. I think literally have people that got anointed that.
I think we need we have fart boxes back there. No. I want a Danny Meringue wet burrito fart, Joe Fisher 15 minutes in the fart box.
That's
you can't be throwing out other people's food, man. No,
especially play by play.
He doesn't live here. He lives in Seattle.
You can't eat during a broadcast, and yeah. You are starving.
He's got a 4-hour drive home. He's exactly. Hungry. Now I got to figure out what I'm doing to go
That's
eat.
That's egregious.
That's a.
You never grab a bag you don't know and throw it away, dude. That's not your job.
Anthony's saying 15-yard ejection. I don't even know if that's fair enough. I think Danny Meringue fart box.
I think suspended from 2 Saturday shows.
Well, that might be. I think making him do the Saturday and a Sunday show would be a more proper punishment.
Well, he hasn't been doing any Saturday shows lately.
I think he would enjoy the Saturdays off. That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. Phil's still going to be on the show tomorrow, previewing college football. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm, Harrison Meringue, is next. Listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.